سبحان الله. The اجتماع is a life-changing experience for so many. And every one of us, I would implore that every one of us go down memory lane to the early days of South Africa. The elderly and even the middle-aged and the young. Go down memory lane and remember what an impact the Ijtima has had on all of us. How many a time we meet elderly people say that, you know, that early Ijtima that took place in Dundee, or that Ijtima that took place in Newcastle, or that Ijtima in Ladysmith, oh, the Ijtima had an impact on us. How many a time a person just came for the Jumu'ah of the Ijtima, and it inspired him so much that he ended up staying for the remainder of the days, and then that became a life-changing experience for that individual. Subhanallah. I'll never forget the Lens Ijtima in 2006, subhanallah, and the months before that, where, subhanallah, the Satis were on the Ijtima Maidan, serving, working, doing the foundational work. What an impact that has on Iman. The Ijtima is so sweet, but the work before it is so amazing. The labor for Allah, it just reminds us a little bit of how Sahaba radiallahu anhum did with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because obviously this work is to revive the greatest, the closest feeling to that. Subhanallah. And I just remembered this because a few days ago as we were returning, and on the flight, the Saudi flight, I was so amazed to meet so many brothers greeting them. And I normally have this habit of just going to greet people. And I noticed some Jamaat there on that flight coming via Saudi, and there was a Jamaat from Bangladesh, elders in that Jamaat. And then there was some sheikhs from Saudi. So I greeted them and asked them where they're going to. They said, no, we're going to South Africa for the Ijtima. So I was so elated and we got talking. Alhamdulillah. Then not far from where I was seated on the flight, there were some brothers, and I got talking to them, and I got to know that they are from Tunisia. Cheap. And I asked them, where are you all off to? This flight is going to South Africa. What are you all going to South Africa for? I wondered, maybe they'll say Ijtima. They said, no, there's this soccer taking place there, and this and that. So I tried to explain to them, what is Ijtima? They said, we haven't heard something like this. So I got speaking to them about the Ijtima, and I explained to them who is the Sheikh Yunus, and we got talking and so forth. They said, you know, we are going to come for the Ijtima. So it just reminded me that this is what the Ijtima is all about. Bring people into the environment. And to help us understand this, there's none better than the Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum. So I want to recap one amazing event that happened amongst the Sahaba, and it shows us how our elders are trying to bring alive Sahaba's life through this whole Ijtima fikr, in bringing people into the environment, showing love and kindness and compassion and consideration and opportunities to every person, for every person to change through the Ijtima. Allahu Akbar. And there's so much of fikr in it. It's not what just some of us will see, like, we'll just get to the Ijtima and benefit for the few days. But long before that, there's so much of fikr. There's so much of worry. There's so much of concern. There's so much of mashuras. There's so much of time. There's elders in the masjid making dua, crying to Allah for the success of the Ijtima. That's why what is said in the Ijtima has such a profound effect on everyone's hearts. Subhanallah. It was Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Medina Munawwara in the 12th year after Nubuwa, himself and Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu, and the Sahabi to take them around to do work for to take them and introduce them to the community of Medina Munawwara was none other than Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. Let's try and remember this event that happened amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now imagine, Sahaba teach us that no matter what one's background may be, Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair came from the most prominent, well-to-do, wealthy, elite family in Makkah. He sacrificed all of that for Allah. And Ijtima is to teach us this. Everyone comes onto the same level, be together, sit together on the same dastarkhan, make mudhakara with each other, be polite with each other, share with each other, sharing, caring, being kind, talking about Allah, learning, teaching, dawat, ta'aleem, dhikr ibadat, khidmat, that environment of these a'mal taking place simultaneously. Ijtima is to bring that alive. Now, Hazrat Mus'ab goes. With him, a Sahabi who was visually impaired. This is also to teach us. Look at Sahaba. Irrespective of their ailments and their challenges, he's visually impaired, but he's ready to go to Medina Munawwara to give dawat and to teach Allah's deen. Now Hazrat As'ad takes Hazrat Mus'ab to the different areas of Medina Munawwara. They come to one area, Banu Abd al-Ashhal. They establish halaqa of ta'aleem there. The ijtima creates an environment, you know, for humanity to benefit on one side. There they establish the ta'aleem there. And now few sahaba are sent to make the gush, the ta'aleemi gush. Call the farmers, call the people, let them join us. This system in the work also, where the ta'aleem takes place, if the jamaat is paddle jamaat, the ta'aleem will take place in the open, and then they'll send brothers to call others to join in. That's called ta'aleemi gush. If it's in the masjid also, then brothers will be sent from the masjid in twos, go and take turns, go and make some gush, bring people. Hazrat Abu Huraira would do this. Many a time we would go to the marketplace. People are busy in buying and selling and, you know, occupied in their pursuits. And he would say to them, but you are all here. Didn't you hear that the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being distributed in the masjid? They said, what inheritance? So they rush to the masjid, hopeful that they'll also get a share. And they find halaqat taking place in the masjid. Anyway, they didn't see anything tangible being distributed. They returned to their pursuits. And then he waited there for them to make a profound effect on them, to impact them greatly. And he says to them, why have you all returned so soon? They said, we didn't find any distribution take place there. He said, what did you see there? He said, we saw halaqat of learning and teaching deen, ta'aleem, salah, iman, a'mal. He said, that's what you saw there. That's what we saw there. He said, haven't you all understood? That is the inheritance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Mus'ab establishes this halaqa, and brothers would come and sit and learn and benefit and change. Now, subhanAllah, ijtima has an impact on those who are far from deen also. It gives everyone an opportunity. You can't do this, there's something else you can do. You're good in putting up a tent, come, you also put your hand. It's a means of blessings for you. You're good at putting up toilets, come, you're welcome to do so. You want to make khidmah, come. Get the barakah, the thawab of khidmah. Everyone is in that environment of what can I do for the other to make my Allah happy. Someone else is ready, he likes to, he can stay up till late, he's strong, he's ready to guard and help and make khidmah for the protection of others so that nobody can come and, you know, steal their goods and so forth. So to make that khidmah, hirasa jamaat, so everyone, and imagine the reward, such great rewards. A sahabi got jannah, subhanallah, because he guarded in the way of Allah. Now obviously sahaba's sacrifice is the ultimate. This is to give us a fraction of that feeling. So that one day we can also get somewhere closer to the Sahaba Kiram, radiyallahu anhum. So if you look at it, in every aspect of it, it has such an impact, a profound, impeccable effect and impact. Here, as the new brothers come. Now, two chiefs of that community heard about this teaching that's taking place on that ground there. So they were namely Usaid and Sa'ad. So I'm mentioning the names concisely so we can remember, but their full names were Usaid bin Hudayr and Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. So Usaid and Sa'd, radiyallahu anhum. So our elders also teach us, when the ijtima takes place on a certain ground, go there, go to the seniors, get permission, follow the protocol, and what an impact it will have on the superiors and on the people. And when they come onto the ijtima maidan, make the ikram, show them love, show them kindness, let them take effect from that environment. We find in the lives of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, we find this in them, that Sahaba used to bring people in the environment. وَكَانُوا يَسْتَجْلِبُونَهُمْ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is in Tirmidhi. Sahaba used to bring the newcomers. Let them come and let them be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and allow them to ask and allow them to take an effect. That environment has such an impact. How many a time, subhanallah, There was a man who was harming Sahaba and Muslims. He tried to assassinate Rasulullah. How many attempts? Fumama bin Uthal. He was detained in the masjid for 3 days. Those 3 days had such a profound impact on his life. Subhanallah. Now he became a defender of Allah's deen, one who strove for Allah. Now he became, his iman was such that he didn't mind losing. Because now he went to Makkah to perform Umrah, but he didn't want to send any of his goods to them because they harmed the cause of Allah's deen. Thumama bin Uthal. Imagine, Imran bin Hussein says, my father Hussein with a sword was close to the mushrikeen of Makkah and he was a senior person. The mushrikeen came to him and said, please, if you can help us, you have a profound effect. You can speak to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do whatever you can. Stop him from this effort of his. Hussein said, I am very upset because my son has joined them. I'm so upset. They said, yeah, because you're upset, use that wrath against him and stop him. And when Hussein came into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, Allah's Nabi was so polite, so kind, so much of ikram. So that environment had such an impact on him. Subhanallah. The one who the mushrikeen sent to stop the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same person returns doing the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That's why under the ayat of da'wah in the chapter Hamim Fussilat, chapter 41 of the Quran Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us 10 qualities of a da'i. And this is important for us. After Ramadan, we want istiqamah. In verses 29-30, Allah mentions istiqamah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. What an amazing verse. One who remains with istiqama, what happens to that person at the time of their departure from this world and so forth and so forth. And then the next verse discusses, as though Quran is telling us how to acquire this istiqama. The Quran says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And who is better in speech? And who can be better than he who calls to Allah and does good deeds? He gives da'wah, he does good deeds, and he's humble, that he humbly considers himself among the believers, united among the believers. Innani minal muslimin. Among these qualities of a da'i, Allah Ta'ala mentions akhlaq. How kind should the da'i be? His compassion, his kindness, that he does not retaliate or harm people when they show him wrath and hatred and anger, but he repels their harm with sublime character. Idfa' billati hiya ahsan fa'idha. Allah says, repel their harm in a kind way. He swears at you, be polite to him. He's harsh, you be soft. He's cruel, you be kind. You show compassion. Show Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's kindness. Fa'idha, all of a sudden, Allah will change the one who's hostile. Allah will bring him into the work and bring him into the deen. Yeah, Usayd says to Sa'ad, and then Sa'ad says to Usayd, you know what, you rather go there and stop them and chase them away from establishing this environment here in our area. Chase them away. What is this that they're trying to do here? Doing the deen and the program and the ta'lim on that open maidan there. What are they trying to do? So as Hazrat, subhanallah, Usayd comes there, as he arrives at the gathering, subhanallah, and we learn in the Jamaat what the rehbar does. The rehbar, the guide of this Jamaat, he whispers in the ears of the Sati kind words about the person they're meeting. So he knows how to present the message. So he says to him, the man approaching is a very senior person. Sincerely talk to him for Allah. And as Usayd arrives, he starts ranting and raving and reprimanding and rebuking and shouting at Hazrat Mus'ab. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mus'ab, the special student of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great da'iya ila Allah azza wa jal, the muqri, he reacts with politeness and respect and kindness. He doesn't retaliate tit for tat to say, who you think you are? Don't you know who we are? No, he says, Ya Sayyida Qawmihi, O respected leader. You've spoken what you wanted to say, but I have one request. You haven't heard us out yet. You haven't joined the environment. You haven't seen yet what this is about. Sit with us. Be with us for a little while. If you like it, you join. If not, we'll have our program somewhere else. In illam tardahu tahawwalna anka ila ghayrik, we'll take it just further. Many people want, we'll go there. He says, no, what you're saying is fair. He sits a little while in that environment, had such an impact on him. He said, what do I do to become like you? They put him aside with another sati and they spoke to him, and he then embraced Islam. It changed his life, joined, and he's sitting in the ta'lim now, sitting in the program. And after a little while, he has a fikr, he has a concern, he has a worry that others must also change their lives. And he returns to Hazrat Sa'd. But now he's new into the work, and now he doesn't know what to say to Hazrat Sa'd. So he says, Sa'd asks him, Sa'd says to the others, can you see his whole facial expression has changed? The impact of the environment of Iman had such an impact on Hazrat Usaid that even when Sa'ad awaited him, he says to others, see, look at his face, look at his expression, something is different. This is what happens when we go to the ijtima, respected friends, respected elders, respected brothers. Be in that environment, spend our time correctly there. Respected mothers and sisters, send your sons, your brothers, your husbands and your children, as long as they are of age, send them to the ijtima to learn. And when they return, take the karguzari, what have they learned? Tell them, request them to spend their time correctly in that environment. It'll have such an impact. It'll bring about angelic qualities in us, just like when the chicken sits on the eggs for that period of time, when the eggs hatch, how amazing and cute and beautiful. They look just like the chicken that sat on them. As long as it sat on them for that full period of time, it has that impact. Encourage our husbands, our brothers, our children. Go and spend our time correctly. We would be in the environment of the malaika of Allah. The malaika will enthrone around that gathering, covering that gathering. And what happens then? We will return with pure, good qualities, where staying away from disobedience will become easier for us. Obeying Allah will become easier for us. Connecting our lives to Allah will become easier for us. Dawat will become easier for us. Protecting our gaze will become easier for us. Connecting to the masjid will become easier for us. Spending more time in the path of Allah will become easier for us. Being kind and polite and treating our families with akhlaq will become easier for us. Coming home with a smile and being kind and following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become easier for us. These good qualities that will rub off onto us from the righteous, from the pious, and especially from the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usaid wants to get Sa'd into that environment that changed him in their community. He says, Sa'd, I couldn't do much. You go there. Rather, you sort it out. Sa'd then, in his rage and his anger, Usaid didn't know much what to say, but he tried his best to get him there. This is what we learn. Take one person into the environment. If you have to tell your friend, come, I'll get you a tikka also. Come, we'll enjoy it. We'll see the istima also. If you have to use strategy, that is allowed, as long as it's not lies. But to get somebody in that environment, that maybe you'll buy for him something nice also, buy for him one topi, one itar, but you'll take him to sit for somewhat in the program. Rather, get him into that environment. That environment will have its profound effect. This is what we learn from Hazrat Usaid. He didn't know much what to say to Hazrat Sa'd. But he says, you know, Sa'd, rather you go there. You will know how to sort it out. His objective was, get Sa'd into the environment. This is what this work is about. Bring one person. Don't write anyone off. This is what Tabligh teaches us. Everyone has an opportunity. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, study how amazingly he embraced Islam. His amazing life, how he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was a shepherd, a young shepherd. What an impact Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr had on him. And then later in his, what a great scholar, he became the greatest khadim of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then in the time of Hazrat Umar, he was sent to Kufa to teach Allah's deen. He first strove in Allah's path there, then deen was established in that area. He remained there for years, teaching and striving for Allah. He one day walks past a concert, and there was a young man who was playing his musical instruments, singing his songs to a large crowd of people. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud was disheartened and made dua and said, what a voice Allah gave him. If he only channeled it correctly, ma ahsana hadha sawt law kana bi kitabillahi azza wa jal, law kana bi kalamillahi azza wa jal. And he walked away. He gave du'as and walked away. He gave hope and du'as and walked away. And as he went away, the effect of him passing there, Allahu Akbar, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, used to always say, and he repeatedly said this in that 2006 ijtima in Lens, Allahu Akbar. He said, Da'i jis raste pe jayega, Allah Ta'ala ke zikr ke saath, ummat ke fikr ke saath, Allah Ta'ala batil ke atharat ko torega. He says, the da'i, wherever he walks, wherever he treads, wherever he goes, with the dhikr of Allah, with the fikr of the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will eradicate and exterminate the effects of the forces of batil through the pain of the da'i. Imagine sahaba's effect. He went away, he went home. Imagine the effect of the ijtima in those areas, subhanallah. Imagine, find out from the paddle jamaats, wherever they went, wahwa, wahwa, and they stopped and they spent, made zikr, made ta'lim there, put up a tent and made amal there, did sunnah there. Years to come, Allah Ta'ala established masajid and madaris there. Ask this buzruk that came, Shaykh Yunus, ya Allah, where, what efforts in Europe and those countries of the world, what sacrifices and how many thousands and thousands of people got hidayat. What an effort, sahaba's effort. Subhanallah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This youngster completed that session and he comes down and he says to his friends, who passed here? They said, that's the great sahabi Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Did he say anything? Yes, this was his remark. It had such an impact on this youngster. He broke his instruments. He says to them, take me to him right now. Came to Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud. When he knocked the door of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud opens his door and he sees that same youngster. He calls him in. He hugs him. He says, you know, how can I not love he who Allah loves? Wamali la uhibbu man yuhibbuhu Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud did not write him off, that he has potential. He can change, make an effort on him. Quran Sharif says, chapter 41, idfa' billati hiya ahsan fa idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawa ka'annahu waliyyun hamim. That one who has hostility for you or hostility for the deen and the work, show him that character, that love, give him an opportunity, make his ikram more and more. He will become your bosom buddy and he'll give his life for Allah's work. He'll give his life for Allah's deen. He'll give his life for Allah's sake. When the people came into deen and they were in Medina Munawwara during the khilafah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, some of the sahaba complained to him that these people have no respect, they have no way. Hazrat Abu Bakr gathered the sahaba, had a khususi program for them, and he said to them, would you remember how much of sabr and patience Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made upon us? Let's do the same. And tomorrow these same people will take our work, our deen, to the four corners of the world. This is this Mubarak work. Respected Ummah, let's join in. Let's be part and parcel of the istima. Let's sit for the mashura. Let's sit for the fikr. Who else will come to our children and work on them and spend on them and give them time and save them from drugs and waywardness and incorrect isms and ideologies? Who got the time? This Mubarak work teaches our elders, teaches our brothers. This is what they are doing. We all need to be part and parcel of it. Otherwise, what will happen to us? What will happen to our children? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Usaid sends Hazrat Sa'ad, you go sort it out. Hazrat Sa'ad comes into the gathering and he starts ranting and raving at Hazrat Mus'ab again. Allahu Akbar. Yeh da'i. Hazrat Mus'ab remains silent. He doesn't respond. He doesn't react. After he finishes, he says, sir, ya Sayyida Qawmihi. Oh, respected leader, we're establishing this fikr here, this program here, but you want us to go, but you haven't joined or got to know what's it about. Come into the environment. Sit a little while. You'll join. Otherwise, The work will carry on. The program will carry on. We'll take it. There's so many of humanity looking and searching. إن رضيت أمرا قبلته وإن لم ترضه تحولنا عنك إلى غيرك. دعوة الدين won't stop. We'll take it elsewhere. But if you join, you will be the one to benefit. He sits for a little while. It inspires him. The environment inspires him. Ya Allah, he changes. And now he takes, subhanAllah, the deen to his entire community. This is what the work is all about. To connect one person to Allah. Bring one person back to masjid. Let's all be part and parcel. Let's connect to the work, this Mubarak work. And let's remember, subhanAllah, what an amazing thing is the Ijtima'. Let's all be there. Let it not be that such a great event is taking place and you and I are deprived. Allah Ta'ala, forgive us. Allah, save us. There's an amazing verse in Surah Al-Ankabut of the Qur'an Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. Those who have iman and a'mal, Allah Ta'ala says, لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah. This is chapter 29, verses number 9. The people of iman and a'mal, when one does iman and a'mal correctly, what will happen? لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. We will most certainly, we will definitely insert them and place them among the righteous. An amazing environment of righteous, pious people happening. Looking at this verse, you and I should ask ourselves, when any great event takes place for deen, and you and I are not there, looking at this verse, we should lament and cry and say, Allah, give me tawfiq also. Give me tawfiq also. That's why in chapter 63 of the Quran Kareem, life is too short. In chapter 63 of the Quran Kareem, and our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was exactly 63 years in this transitory world, this chapter discusses how when a person is leaving this world, he says, Allah, send me back. فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. الصَّدَّقْ means, Allah, I'll give more for you. My wealth, my time, my position, my status, my knowledge, I'll give it more for you. More than what I was doing, Allah, wa akum min as-salihin, and I'll join the righteous where good works are taking place. I'll be part and parcel. A dying man is asking Allah this, making this request and plead. What does Allah say? Walay yuakhir Allah, never. Your time has elapsed, it's too late. Let's not regret where such an amazing work is taking place. Let's be part and parcel. Allah, give us توفيق وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا مفتي صار for those.
جزاك الله for the opportunity.
Make dua for us. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.